everybody, to another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money here on another lovely Tuesday evening right here in the heart of Wailuku Town, all the way, of course, on the beautiful island of Maui in the beautiful state of Hawaii. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. A very different look today. For those of you that are watching, please make a shout out on the comments. We actually can do live comments now, which is great. Comments and questions, we can actually show them on screen, which is fantastic. So all new stuff, as you can see by our banner at the bottom, Nerd Watch is live. We also got our social medias on there as well. So if you guys are paying attention, just listen up and you guys can chime in. You guys will be more interactive with us because we can actually answer questions, take comments and things like that, and we can actually see them live. And I'll highlight the ones that I like the most. Anyway, don't breathe so hard into the mic. What the hell? Anyway, here we go. Let's get right into it, shall we? First off, let's introduce this guy. He is the producer seducer. He is also the man who helped me test this out this afternoon. He's the very sexy, but not so sweet. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Kai Kai. He's in the house. Yes.
I'm doing it more than once.
Also joining us this evening, ladies and gentlemen, it's this guy. He is our gaming guru. He is also the master of card tricks and also the master of... bird tricks? Is that what they call it? When you make bird? Dove magic. That's it, birds. Yeah, come on. Pigeon tricks. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to the man in black.
It's something a prostitute does for money.
It's Format! He's in the house.
Normal.
Also, joining us this evening, boys and girls, this next guy. Probably one of my favorite introductions. He is the comic book artist extraordinaire. He is also
one of my favorites.
The man who is responsible for the Kukui Project, Disco Thunder Groovebone, and Mohawk Thunder. Please, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the man who looks like he belongs in 1992. It's Todd Bernardi! I mean, that haircut puts you in 1992 for sure.
Hey, Todd, just say this once. Zero stones, zero crates.
Are you the missing member of Four Non-Blondes, by the way? Are you one of the missing members? I was just checking. No?
I don't... No, I think that they're all... I'm not missing.
All right, you're not missing. That's fair.
All the non-blondes are accounted for.
Oh, are they? Okay, great. Anyway, those that are watching live, just know that you guys can comment and we can see them live and I can actually throw them up on screen now. Comments, questions, we can test that out if anybody puts anything up good there.
Yeah, I like Todd's.
Hey, Greg, I made a comment.
You did?
Yeah, let's put Todd's one on.
Okay, put Todd's one on. There, Todd Bernardi, being an idiot. There he is. Anyway, also joining us this evening.
You're proud of yourself, you idiot.
He is the godfather of comic books. He is also the chairman of the comic book board. He is also the sinister minister of Maui Comic-Con. And yes, he is the self-proclaimed comic master. He is the owner, proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles. Please, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands up. Put your hands up for Dr. Freaky, Daddy Leaky. Yeah, there it is. I don't know what the hell that is. What is that? What the hell is that?
I don't trust that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are missing our Dark Knight, but maybe he'll come by shortly. If the one and only... that other guy that works with us, Aaron, if he wants to show up, he's more than welcome to show up. But before we do that... let's find out, ladies and gentlemen, it is every Wednesday is new comic book Wednesday right here in the heart of Wailuku Town and Maui Comics and Collectibles at Alika Shop. So let's find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
actually, I'm going to have to correct you right there, Chief.
All right.
Because the shipment's delayed on Oahu, so it's actually, they're coming out on Thursday.
All right, well, don't disappoint us. Just let us know what's going on in the world of comic books, baby.
Well, thanks a lot, Obama.
Yeah. And it's still his fault, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it is.
So, on Thursday, though, that music is so loud and obnoxious now.
Oh, is it? No, I can turn it down. All right, got it.
All right. Well, you should do that.
There we go, hey, I did.
So, last week's list is also coming in on Thursday. Here's the list that is coming in also. So, starting with Amazing Spider-Man, number 52.
Got it.
Champions, number 2.
Still amazing.
How amazing.
Dungeons and Dragons, The Spine of the World, number 104.
Got it.
Nice.
Goosebumps, Secrets of the Swamp, number 2 of the 5.
Yeah.
Marvel Action Chillers. Now, this is a kind of cool title. I got a bunch of these because they're on the IDW printed Marvel Action line. But this is Chillers, which is the city's horror stuff from Marvel, like Man-Thing and all, you know, all the horror-related kind of heroes. I thought that was an interesting concept for Marvel to be doing a kids book based on the horror creature. Mm. So
I thought it was... Whoa, why do I hear myself?
I don't know, weird, huh? Why do you hear yourself? Maybe
someone
it's Alika.
Probably has it on echo.
There we go.
Turn down your radio.
We got it.
Power Rangers, number 1. Mm-hmm. There's a new Power Rangers series, number 1.
Nice.
There's a Power Rangers Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles black and white hardcover. That's coming out. That's collecting the entire Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Power Rangers crossover, which was a lot of fun. People like that one.
Did you like it, Alika?
I loved it.
Was it
Shredder? Was the Green Shredder? Shredder was the Green Ranger. It was awesome.
Oh, he looked like the Green Ranger.
I know, yeah. And well, actually, I think Shredder's design, even the Turtles looked okay as Rangers too. I thought it was all right.
Yeah,
it
did. I did.
You know, Shredder always struck me as the type of guy that could play a flute through a mask.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, but that's one of the prerequisites of being the Green Ranger.
You gotta play a flute.
Playing a flute through a mask? Got it. All right.
Yeah, he had the flute dagger to call his droid, and he always played it through the mask somehow.
Don't you dare call it droid. It was Dragonzord.
Sonic.
Oh.
Beep, 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 beep. Across the stream, Todd.
You're crossing the line.
Did I not say droid? I meant Transformer.
I meant Druid.
Todd. No, wait, I got you. Todd, don't make me come over there and kill you.
Sonic the Wolf.
I meant Catholic God.
Yeah, that's good. That works.
Yeah.
There's multiple of those,
the
right?
The Last Night.
Sonic the Hedgehog, number 34. Strange Academy, number 5, which is a very hot title. A lot of new characters showing up in there. Doctor Strange's... It's basically like, what if the X-Men was run by Doctor Strange and there were, like, all these mystical
characters? Neat. That's cool. I like that concept.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of flying under people's radar, but to the people who are paying attention, it's a pretty hot book. Mm. So it's still in that hype phase. And Art Adams is doing all the variant covers for it, so it's pretty cool. Everybody loves Art Adams.
What issue is it on?
What? What's up?
What issue? What issue? Todd, I want to know what issue.
Issue number 5 now.
Okay.
I've got the 4th printing of issue 1 is up on the rack at the shop. If anybody wants to check out issue 1, we've got later printings, so you're more than welcome to do that. I'm getting a replacement on my Star Wars Mandalorian child animatronic figure. That
sweet.
A replacement already?
Yeah, the one thing to Diamond's credit is they're on that 2-week schedule. So if, like, you need something, you miss the week that's next, of course, because they can't ship it in that shipment. But you usually always get it in the second shipment. So they're pretty regular with that. But 2 weeks, it's hard to tell some people 2 weeks because you'll go order something from Amazon. It's like 3 days. But yeah, I'm getting some replacements on that, so that should be fun. Taskmaster, 1 of 5. That's a yeah. These, I think the Marvel
Taskmaster line. Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Like these solo Marvel books, like Juggernaut came out a few weeks ago. That was a pretty cool. I'm pretty interested in those. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ongoing number 111.
Nice.
So that's cool. We only find them when they're dead. Number 3. Did you drop off of that book, Todd?
I haven't picked up issue 2, so I'm not current with it. I might come back to it.
Well, don't sound too excited about it. God forbid.
It's a really good thing. I'm just like right now, and I might come back to it because Ascender's taking a break. But I think I'm reading like 6 or 7 sort of monthly titles right now. So it's kind of I'm getting behind.
All right.
Wolverine number 7, which surprisingly nobody is reading the new Wolverine. I am like, usually Wolverine's a sure sell, but nobody's reading it right now.
Wow.
And so this is not a comic, but I got it because it looked really cool. And I know there's other comic people out there, but it's the Weirdo trading cards. Weirdo was a magazine series that featured art from underground artists like R. Crumb, and who's that guy? Plop.
Plop.
Ricardo Montalban.
No, that was Hervé Villechaize. That was a very disgusting thing to say about a great actor, Hervé Villechaize. His name is not Plop.
Whoa. What? That is not what a... All right. All right, guy. All right, your aspersions and your casting. That was the comic list. But I've got a big announcement, if you'll allow it, G-Money.
What's that?
Am I allowed to say it? Is it okay?
What's that?
Where's the banner for it? Don't we need a banner for it?
Yeah, give me a banner, bro.
Well, say what? What am I missing?
Have you not paid attention to my social media?
I have. Well, you know what? That's so funny that you bring that up, boy, because I did decide to put up a banner for that for you because I saw your social medias. And yes, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, this guy will be...
Frank Cho, for the first time ever, is coming to Hawaii, starting in Maui.
Yep.
Shouldn't it say will be on Maui?
Yes, I'm going to change that. Shut your mouth, Todd.
you want to call out some of my...
There you go. Lucky Frank Cho will be Maui in the sequel to Moana.
Does he know this?
I don't know if he knows this.
I don't think Frank Cho knows.
So Frank Cho is coming to Maui, and December 6th, he's going to have his appearance at our store at the Request Music location. That's a Sunday. And then we're also... Is that Kaylee?
Yes, he is. Fatboy Slim 808 has said that's pretty sweet. He's excited for that.
Did you add that thumbs up face thing at the end, or was that him?
What?
No, he did.
There's a little thumbs up icon at the end.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's him.
He added that? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's
because he's commenting on Twitch.
Oh, Twitch. Okay. So Frank Cho's going to be here December 6th, and then he's going to go to Big Island, and he's doing an appearance there on December 10th with our partners over at Enjoy Comics, Mike Sato, guys. So we're super excited about that. Our event... It's going to be a safe, socially distanced event. We're going to maintain, social distance and safety precautions. And, everybody masks.
That's why you were asking about the thermometer thing.
Yeah, I'm going to check temperatures on the way in.
Nice. So,
That sounds terrible. Hey, but listen, I thought a new day was dawning. I thought COVID's gone now, isn't it? I mean, apparently we have a new president. I thought COVID was gone. No,
We have a new president? Do we?
I don't know. I thought we had a new president. That's what I was saying. I wasn't sure. So I thought COVID. I thought COVID was gone. So
I thought we did too, but for some reason. But for some reason, there's some stupid people who don't think that.
if you guys start arguing, I'm gonna have another explosion in my tank.
So, Alika, can you clarify those dates one more time for everybody when Frank Cho will be here?
December 6th, a Sunday, and we're looking at a later afternoon start time, probably around 3, I think. And it'll be like a 3 to 5 event, depending on the turnout and stuff. But basically, free to the public. It's a meet and greet. Frank's only going to be doing signatures. First 3 signatures are free, $5 each after that. If you're going to have them CGC witnessed, the signatures are $20 each. And that's not without CGC fees or signature witnessing fees or whatever.
How much do you charge to sign my chest?
He'll probably pay you to stay away from him.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Money.
It's meant to be a family-friendly event. He's not going to be doing any sketches, just to make sure that to keep this line going and everything.
Got it.
So it's just going to be a meet and greet and signature thing. But it's going to be an incredible honor to meet the man himself, Frank Cho. I'm pretty excited. And it's his first time to Hawaii, so we're going to try to show him a good time so we don't scare him off.
All right. Well, listen. That's not going to happen because I'm definitely going to scare him off.
Google.
Question. What does this mean? I mean, we're getting into December at this point. What does this mean for Maui Comics and Collectibles? Does this mean that are we doing sales that day? Are we open? What's happening with what's happening with Maui Comics? So
it's a Sunday, so Request Music isn't open. I'm obviously going to be doing sales because people are going to show up and they might want a Frank Cho book or something. I'm going to have a lot of Frank Cho merch out so people can pick something up if they don't have something for him to sign. I'll have stuff for people to buy that Frank Cho can sign. And like I said, he's doing the first 3 signatures free. You're more than welcome to bring all your stuff over to get it signed by him. After the 3rd signature, they're $5 a piece. And you know, some people send over CGC witnesses and stuff like that. So Frank made that option available, but did state that they'll be $20 per signature if that's the case. And it's pretty standard. You know, he's an incredible artist. Of course, first known for Liberty Meadows was the big title that he worked on by himself, but then moved on to a crazy successful and lucrative career with Marvel and then DC. He started on the Red Hulk and New Avengers. I think he was started with New Avengers number 14 or something, with a Spider-Woman cover.
About right.
And nice. Then,
he's really famous for his Outrage covers, which you know, depict sexy women doing outrageous things or whatever, and very famous for that. So we're all super excited to meet him because he's one of the higher caliber artists that's come to Hawaii. And
I know a lot of people know him for his work on the Harley Quinn stuff.
Yeah, right now I don't know if he's exclusive, but he does all of the Marvel DC variant. I mean the DC variants for. Like, they'll do, like, a cover B or a cover C, and it'll usually be a Cho variant for either Wonder Woman or Harley Quinn. Or he did a Punchline number 1 variant, which I'll have available at the event. So yeah, very excited.
Fatboy Slim 808 was very excited that he posted another little face for you. Yeah, another face for you.
It makes it funnier that it's a tiny little head.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Anywho, that's exciting news. Frank Cho will be here on Maui in December. One more time with the date and the time.
December 6th is a Sunday. Hmm? And we're planning on 3 to 5, but I'll make more solid announcements. We're going to have more episodes of Nerdwatch.
And
then.
For more information, where can they go to?
They can check out Maui Comics and Collectibles on Facebook, at Maui_comics on Instagram. Or they can email MauiComicsAndCollectibles@gmail.com if they're somehow on the internet but not on Facebook or IG. And or you can just wing it. Just show up on the day of and hope it goes okay for you. I don't know.
Yeah. And then when you walk into the store, just go, "Where Frank Cho at?"
Yeah, that'll work out for
you. Yeah, that'll work. All right, sweet.
But also, got a shout out to our friends at Enjoy Comics, because on December 10th, he'll be on Big Island doing the same thing over again.
Oh, sweet. And I can walk into that store and do the same thing. Awesome. Frank Cho will be there. Well, listen, this is, so they'll be, so you guys are in partnership, you and Enjoy Comics on the Big Island are kind of in partnership together? Is that what's happening to get Frank?
I mean, we just work well together, you know, so it was just kind of natural. The Frank Cho wanted to do some island hopping, so I was like, you know, there is a comic store on Big Island, and they looked into it and they were super.
Well, first of all, here's my question. If we're so worried about COVID, why aren't we telling this Holly to stay where he is?
Holly?
Because he's not Holly.
Oh, so, okay, so only Holly's got to stay where they live. Okay, I got it. All right, I was just checking. Well,
I think the appropriate word for Frank Cho would be katonk.
that's pretty appropriate.
But, you know,
That's fair. That's totally fair.
Frank Cho's the man, so I'm very excited to meet him. I think all of Maui's excited to meet him. I've got nothing but excited responses to the announcement.
I hope Frank's not watching this
show. I know Frank Cho's canceling his tickets.
Well, I think that's the good thing about Frank Cho is he has an amazing sense of humor.
Fantastic.
His manager Steve said he was going to show up in a Speedo, so I'm stoked for that.
Fantastic. Let's rip on him for another half an hour then. All right, sweet.
Speedo, sweet. Yeah,
Can you? I want Frank Cho to draw a sexy cover of me. Can he do that?
Can anyone do that? I don't think it's possible, G.
He's not a miracle.
Shut your mouth. Now we know Frank Cho will be here. Todd Bernardi will be slobbering all over Frank Cho when he gets here. But before he does all of his slobbering, Todd. What have you been keeping yourself busy with, other than a buzzer to your head?
I got
and searching the galaxy for the fifth element.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just that, really.
And you know this, man.
Oh man, just selling weapons to aliens.
Nice,
you know?
That's nice.
You need like a little clear plastic scally cap to go with that haircut, bro.
Jane, when I get really angry, just like barbecue sauce.
Yeah, there you go, baby. There you go. And you have to have a little microphone that you wear around your ear that goes right to your mouth. That's the way. Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, what have you been keeping yourself busy with? Did you finish the 7% solution, Todd? We were talking about that last week.
Yeah, no, I haven't started it yet. I'm still trying to finish other books.
Got it.
He's already established earlier in the podcast that he does a lot of reading.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He does. That's right. He got his elitist jibe in there. I got it. Okay.
I'm almost done with the Aesthetics of Comics, and then I'm going to finish. I started
the Aesthetics of Comics.
Yeah,
this is better late than never.
Yeah,
and then I'm gonna do. It's not like how to draw comics. It's more like the philosophy of comics. So it's not
picture
it's
like, goes in like, square. Add words. Print.
Yeah, it's how to appreciate them historically. Nice. Yeah, and then I got a new copy of Frankenstein. I'm excited about that. I'm going to start this after the 7% solution.
Fantastic. Todd,
this is the mysteries of Udolpho. But I've been writing and I've just been drawing. I've been doing a lot of coloring. I've got some things coming back from the printer, so a lot of that kind of work just kind of grinding stuff out.
Well, that's fantastic, Todd Bernardi. That's so good for you. You're having a blast. So no comics though, just books.
Books.
Just actual big books. No comics, huh?
No, hey, you can't say that, man. My wife's Filipino.
All right, damn.
I didn't say it to your wife.
I know. Goodness gracious.
Oh, you say it to G. Go ahead, say it to G. I don't care.
So that's what you've been keeping yourself busy with. So, you, how many times have you read? You haven't read Frankenstein before?
No, I mean I have. It's been a while.
Oh, okay.
You were giving me all that grief a couple of weeks ago about what I was gonna do, what I was gonna watch for Halloween.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. That's right. I did.
And so I decided I'd read Frankenstein again.
Fantastic. That's good to hear.
You know, there's a movie out. You could.
Yeah.
Daniel on Facebook said that 7% solution and Frankenstein gets a thumbs up from him.
Hey, so, why don't you post his previous comment?
Oh, well, that's because it's political. I don't want to get into politics on the Nerd Watch. That's for tomorrow's show, The Big Fat Nation on Facebook. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
He made it nerdy.
He did. He made it super nerdy. He actually did.
You just sneak in a big fat
Victorino nation
versus Guzman. Yeah. We'll see how that turns out. Anyway, Todd, what's that book you got in your hand, pal?
So many loud, abusive males in the county.
One book that I'm kind of excited about is I talked about this before.
I didn't read that yet. Did you read it?
I'm not real in depth.
That looked like a really fun concept.
The artwork is amazing.
Page looks like I thought it was a James Bond book.
Oh wow, that's super cool. That's super sweet.
The world's fate rests with the worst person on it.
Wow.
So it's pretty, but the artwork is just amazing. It's totally up my alley. I'm really excited about this.
Fantastic.
Cool.
Good job, Todd. Could you,
Yannick Paquet and Nathan Fairbairn.
Nice. Nice. So, you see how I did a close up of you there, Todd, with the comic so people could see it. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that, huh? I figured you'd like that.
Yeah.
Good.
It's a marvel of technology.
Who needs
a DC of technology?
Yeah, who needs to be live anymore when you have all of this crap going on now? Anyway, Todd, thank you so much. When are you going to cut the? I got a question. When are you going to cut the? What?
Andrew Robinson is the artist. I think.
Got it. Yeah. Yes, Alika.
No, Lewis.
There was a good segue to DC.
Oh, what is that?
There's a good segue to DC because there's a new editor in chief at DC, Mary Javens.
Yeah.
A woman.
So, oh yeah.
Oh man.
She had the co-editor in chief with another woman. They were both editor in chief together, but they promoted her to editor. And chief, I don't know what happened to the other woman though. I guess I didn't read enough of the article.
Well, that's cool. I mean,
you know what the funny thing is? They made that announcement. They made that announcement that Mary Javens was the new editor in chief, and then they just had another bloodbath at DC.
Really?
They just cut a bunch of people.
I don't know if that was her doing. Yeah. A whole new string of firings, yeah.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Well, DC is moving in a new direction for 2021, so we'll see how that goes. For sure. And hopefully
I don't know if all the directions are good.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, as we all know, it seems like DC Comics and Warner Brothers DC Comics universe are not kind of aligned or like totally separate entities, which is I think they should be a little more aligned. So I don't know, maybe I'm losing it.
The thing is, I don't think we've ever had the full benefit of a fully aligned comics universe with a fully, you know, TV or movie universe.
Right.
Not even Marvel does that. I think whose face is that?
I have no idea. I was just putting up the comment.
But they you know, the thing about DC going to Lunar is there's no damages when they send their books. So I apologize. I just realized I have never, since we moved to Lunar, I have not read the DC Comics list on here ever since, because they come in a separate shipment. They don't even come with the Diamond shipment anymore. So it's like this totally separate thing.
No, I don't know.
But I'm still getting DC Comics.
Nice.
Enjoy Comics. Enjoy Comics on Big Island. They completely just they didn't like dealing with Lunar, and I don't blame them. Lunar is not, you know, they weren't very customer friendly starting out. I think they're trying. One thing I will say about Lunar before we move on from that,
sure,
is that their entire shipment, I've never had a single damage from them, not once. The way they pack their shipment, which means it can be done. So you're like looking at diamond, every shipment something is damaged. I've never had a diamond shipment where something wasn't damaged. And yeah, Lunar,
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, and Lunar has never sent me anything damaged, not once.
Wow. So, well, that's something.
Yeah.
That's something. All right. Well, that's good. So we've got our – so are you taking DC Comics? Are you being a Lunar Comics guy?
Yeah.
I mean, Lunar Comics. Excuse me. A DC Comics with Lunar guy?
Like, I'm doing what I have to do to try to just, like, figure out what it's like to be in this new world of comics, because things are going to be changing. They are changing. And I'm just – I want to ride the wave long enough to be there to see what the options are.
Nice.
I mean, I think it is interesting and justified that Enjoy Comics totally bailed on DC, because what DC did to comic stores wasn't really the best thing they could have done during a pandemic. That was pretty brutal for us, actually. But it turns out Lunar is good at what they do. The price point may not be that great, but you know, I mean, there's pluses and minuses.
Right, for sure. I mean, there's pluses and minuses to everything. Well, as long as people get their fix of DC Comics, I guess that's a good thing.
You know, it's funny because I think I have more DC subscribers than I do Marvel subscribers.
That's you know why that is. It's because Marvel's
not usually the case. Usually Marvel does outsell DC. You know, so
because Marvel comics suck.
DC has actually moved into to the market share, and they're chomping away at it. So
nice. Well, that's good to hear. Well, listen, Alika, let's get into some fun news, shall we? First off, we are talking on a Tuesday, and that means that there was some interesting news that came out in just a few days ago. As we all know, Johnny Depp was replaced for the Beasts movie. What do they call that? The what is that movie called again?
The Grindelwald thing.
The right? Grindelwald. He was replaced. Which means he was fired, apparently. Not sure. I mean, I think everyone knows why he was fired. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. He will not be continuing on as Grindelwald. It looks like Mads Mikkelsen will be taking his place. At least that's what the rumors are now, is that Mads Mikkelsen will take his place. I guess he was caught. I guess Johnny Depp was caught in this controversy with him and his ex, and I guess he sued the son for inflammatory statements about him. He lost that case, and then Warner Brothers decided to tell him, listen, you can walk off willingly or we'll fire you. He walked off willingly, and he only shot one scene for the new movie, Fantastic Beasts, and he's getting an eight-figure deal. It's crazy.
If they were going to give me $10 million, whether I quit or got fired, I would have been like,
yeah,
it's gonna be an easy decision. See you later, guys.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of this whole, I don't have enough information about this thing, but it seemed like this was a mess from the beginning.
I mean, if from the beginning, like a couple years ago, it started with Johnny Depp was an abuser,
right?
And then it turned out that Amber Heard had abused Johnny Depp, and then there's this whole free Johnny movement.
Right.
Everybody wants justice for Johnny Depp. And then he just lost his court case about it substantially true enough that he's a wife beater, that the son didn't have to apologize.
Correct. They didn't have to apologize for it. Right.
And so they're like, oh, Johnny Depp is an abuser. And so it's just like such a messy thing, but I think it's such a weird thing for the public to get involved in. Like, people are like,
personal things are always always touchy to get into with public, but
we don't know the whole story. You know, we just hear these little snippets and then we make a snap decision.
I guess more importantly, the question for you guys is, him being him no longer being Grindelwald in the movies, is Johnny Depp really cemented in that role anyway? You know what I mean? Is he
barely in it?
That's what I mean.
He's barely in it.
Right. So I don't think it's such.
I dig Mads and everything, but they should bring back Colin Farrell.
I've heard that same thing. People are saying that Colin Farrell was a different character, so it's not the same. Is that true? I don't know. Is that what it's supposed? Colin Farrell is not Grindelwald. That's what I was reading, because that was something that the internet was saying.
The way I saw it was an alias. He was in disguise as Colin Farrell's character the entire time.
Got
it. And the big reveal was, hey, look,
I'm Johnny Depp.
So as far as I'm, like, just bring back Colin Farrell.
Now,
probably pay him less.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. I never got a chance to finish the second film. I heard the second film was not as successful as the first. They said it was very cluttered, the second film. It wasn't good?
No.
Oh, shucks. Well, I own it. I want to watch it sometime for sure.
If you already own it, yeah, make sure you watch it.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff I own that I haven't watched yet. So you don't think Johnny Depp losing this part is going to affect the series any? It's not a big deal, right?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
he's not like a pinnacle part of. I mean, I get that he's Grindelwald, but he was barely in the movie to begin with.
I mean,
he played a more important role in the second one. I mean, he was trying. He escapes, and they're trying to catch him.
True. True.
Right? Barely.
But I mean, this is not like
those scenes. He's hardly in it.
This is not like replacing Daniel Radcliffe in the fifth Harry Potter film or something. Right. You know, it's nothing like that, right? I mean, because
No.
Okay.
It's more like replacing Hedwig with a different owl.
That makes sense.
Who's going to notice?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Good point. All right. Well, we will see when this new this new Fantastic Beasts films comes out. So that'll be interesting. Also, Universal Pictures has got some interesting news. Universal Pictures are, and guess who? Dwayne The Rock Johnson are teaming up for, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? A reboot of The Scorpion King. That's right.
Oh.
A reboot of The Scorpion King.
I thought it was going to be the the movie version of the board game. Guess who?
No. I'm hoping, is he
bald?
Is
he muscular?
I don't know. I mean, The Rock has got so many things on. The Rock has got so many irons in the fire at this point. He's got his NBC television series called Little. It's called like I forget what it's called, like Little Rock, or because it's when he was a kid. He's got the Scorpion King movie. He's shooting Red Notice it's called Little Rock or something. I don't know what the hell. But anyway, he's also got the
filmed in Arkansas. Little
Rock, Arkansas. So I don't know if the Scorpion King really needs a reboot though. Do you? I don't think the Scorpion King needs a reboot. I mean.
It needs a remaster, because the CGI was not great back then.
That is very true, but I still like that movie a lot. I gotta admit. I don't
think it needs a reboot.
All right. That's fair.
When The Rock turns into a scorpion, that's pretty good CGI.
Now you're lying.
It's right 60s, maybe.
Yeah.
It's right up there with the Wild Wild West.
First of all.
Hey. Robo Spiders were dope.
Yeah, they were.
You can't.
They really wanted Robo Spiders. That's for sure.
Robo Spiders are just as cool as Egyptian scorpions.
Yeah. So anyway, that's some interesting
Polynesian Egyptian scorpions.
Yeah.
That's right.
First of all, you can't cast The Rock as a Scorpion King. It's cultural appropriation because he's not even Egyptian. All right? So you can't do that anymore. Screw that. That's ridiculous. Anyway, also in some interesting news, as we all know, we talked about it last week. Last week, we found out that Jared Leto would be reprising his role as the Joker in Zack Snyder's Justice League cut. Fans have been speculating that his return would involve a flashback of him murdering Robin, okay? There is a hint that they may be happening in the new Zack Snyder Justice League cut that has hit the interwebs. Would you want to see the Joker, or at least Jared Leto's Joker, kill Robin? Would that be something that you'd be interested in seeing? I don't know. I might.
Yeah.
So what was your question again?
I guess my question is watch if you when we watch this Justice League movie, are we interested in actually seeing Joker kill Robin, if that's the case?
Just out of morbid curiosity.
No. No.
I want to see how we got the tattoo. I want to see how the damage tattoo. And I want to maybe if we can get the story of the mouth tattoo.
No, we're talking about how he kills Robin. Yeah, nothing about his tattoos. Course. This is not about his tattoos. Not at all. Not at all.
Why not?
It's, no.
I don't want it then.
I don't. Yeah.
If it was a tattoo movie, I was in. But now, no.
I
want to
know how you got the metal teeth.
Yeah, right. So anyway, there's hints that Jared Leto's returning to kill Robin. So, I mean, that's kind of cool. I mean, something to look, I mean, for those that want to, it's something to look forward to.
It's, I mean, you know, this is, what is it? Untraveled territory or whatever the term is. Mm-hmm. Because the movie was like, it wasn't done, but most of it was. And now he's essentially making a whole new thing out of what he had. And you know what I mean? Like, it just seems like, wow, this dude's getting all the breaks.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
everything's coming up Zack Snyder.
Everything's coming up Zack Snyder, baby. I'm very excited.
It's just so weird because, you know, not so long ago, you know, people were yelling at George Lucas for adding Dubacks.
I would never disparage the name of George Lucas over Dubacks. I love Dubacks.
Hey,
right?
You know, Gannon's training him, and he's the one you want to talk about the justice. He's the one who cares about this thing.
Oh, he's here. Ladies and gentlemen, can't even believe it. He's here. No way. I'm sorry. My phone was on silent, so I didn't know he was in here yet.
I'm going to watch Justice League, but it's only out of morbid curiosity.
Wow. All right. Well, that's the reason why. Ladies and gentlemen, before we go any further, let me introduce really quick. He is our Dark Knight. He is the man that runs around with a prepubescent teenage boy in Maui County with a cape, a cowl, and a utility belt looking to fight crime. What? He is also our horror aficionado and our punk rock superstar. And it looks like he's already come down from a terrible night of fighting. Ladies and gentlemen, please show some reverence. Put your hands together. Bow down. Say his name. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the man we call... Gannon!
Please don't bow down, but I am very... right now.
Oh no!
We were anywhere you
were. Wait a minute. Hang on a sec.
The intro is not great until you finish the.
Right now, plus a shot.
Oh wow! All right.
She's from the limp, as they would say.
All right. Well, that's good. Well, listen. As you can tell, I didn't get an opportunity to go over the new setup with you. We have a brand new setup. We got some really fun things we're gonna do. So next time when you're sobered up. We'll go over that, but it's so nice to see you, Gannon.
I mean, what's happening?
You're already slurring your words.
I said I'm present. That's not slurred.
All right, that's fair. Will you be okay? Are you in front of your? Are you somewhere safe that you can talk?
I'm completely safe.
That's great. Todd, why aren't you with your friend Gannon?
I know. Gannon, thanks for the invite.
You know, it's weird. You go to a bar and you go in for one drink, and then next thing you know, the bartender's a complete, you know, I'm not going to say the word that I want to say, but the bartender keeps feeding you drinks, and next thing you know, you're like your person on the side of the road waiting for your podcast to let you in.
I didn't even know you were here until somebody said it. All right. I'm glad you can make it. Well, here's what you missed. We were just talking about one of your favorite subjects, the ultimate cut of the Justice League. It looks like Jared Leto's returning to kill Robin in the movie.
I mean, everybody's making a big deal out of it. It's like, Zack Snyder's getting the opportunity to not necessarily finish his director's cut, but to also finish out the DC extended universe in his own way.
Yes, sir.
So I don't think it's so much he's finishing his version of that movie that he intended to make. Right. I think it's more he's getting the opportunity to put a bookend to the entire DC extended universe as it was set up by him, because he's not going to ever get to do a sequel. So I think it's more that than anything else.
Are you? My question for you is that are you morbidly curious how Joker kills Robin, and would you like to see that?
I mean, what is it going to be exactly? I mean, we're just going to see the Joker kill Robin. Big deal. I mean, we're just going to get to see it. We know it happens.
Right.
He's just given the opportunity and the money to actually create it. So do we need to see it? Not necessarily. The fact that he's given the opportunity to see it, to portray it is, you know, that's fine, whatever.
It's right.
Definitely not what he intended to make in his Justice League, because if that was the case, he would have shot it already.
That's very true. So, we were just talking about that, and yeah, we wanted to know what you felt about it. I'm glad you're okay. We're going to call this segment Gannon's Drunk Takes.
I wouldn't say I'm okay.
He's not okay. That's not good.
All right, I just want to make sure you're doing okay. Make sure you get home safe.
You keep saying he's okay. He's not okay.
All right.
Yeah, What if you guys just get home okay?
Yeah, we want to make sure you're doing okay, guy.
I think I got maybe 5 minutes away from the bar, and then I was like, "Hey, wait! I don't think I should drive all the way home right now."
I don't think you should either. Please call somebody to take you home. Hey, Todd, I'll excuse you from this show if you want to go get your friend.
No, not right now. Todd is absolutely the worst person to send to me to take me home after going to the bar.
I'm just going to pick him up and take him back to the bar.
And that's even worse, because it's the bartender that's taking me.
Oh, my God.
I told the bartender one drink. Next thing I know, I took 4 Jack and Coke. What the hell is that all about?
Well, listen, before you fall asleep.
By the way, if you put Gannon's Drunk Takes, you're a jerk.
Make a banner.
I did. Hey, listen.
I mean, it has to become a regular thing.
I know it's gonna. There is one more take I want to have with everybody. I'll start with Gannon, of course. Interesting news came out, and this is related to the Star Wars universe, since Format brought it up. There's some new information has come from Lucas himself, who says he was talking about doing the sequel trilogy. And he says the sequel trilogy, he would have done something very different. He would have put a focus on Leia. He says the movies are about how Leia, I mean, who else is going to be the leader, is trying to rebuild the Republic. Luke is trying to restart the Jedi. He also revealed that the story would have led to the heroes of the story facing off with a resurrected Darth Maul and an apprentice of his. Lucas went on to say, quote, "Darth Maul trained a girl, Darth Talon, who was in the comic books as his apprentice. She was the new Darth Vader, and most of the action was with her. So these were the two villains of the trilogy." Greg, what?
Greg, I'm going to stop you right there. That's a lot of words right now. What are you saying?
What I'm saying is that George Lucas said that if he had the opportunity to make the sequel trilogy, he would have made it about Leia and about Luke and them facing off against Darth Maul and his apprentice. So,
fun.
Yeah. Would you be okay with that?
Well, how's he going to do that? She's dead.
Well, no, this is a new one. Her name is Darth Talon. So this would have been a totally different.
Wait, totally new. Who the hell is that?
No. Geez.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's another edition of Gannon's Drunk Takes, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man. I'm digging this segment.
You're loving this segment? This made-up character that only exists now because George Lucas said it exists.
Yeah, that's what George Lucas said. So, anyway, I don't know about you.
George Lucas is drunk.
Yeah. George Lucas has been... It's kind of sad that he's saying this now. I mean, it would have been really cool if I don't know if he. I wish he had brought this.
I mean, it's always great to say stuff in retrospect.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. It would have been nice to have said something to Disney or give them an idea or something, or maybe they just blew him off. I don't know. So, but I mean, regardless, it is still...
I wish Disney would blow me off.
According to Nobuyuki, he said Lucas also said if he was any Star Wars character, he would be Jar Jar. that makes perfect sense. Thanks, Nobu.
I would be Jar Jar.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm in the show.
Yes, you're in the show.
Got a notification now that I'm in the show.
Yeah, you're.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks for coming, Gannon.
Welcome,
Gannon. Do you need me to come pick you up?
Nah, dog, I'm cool.
It's okay. All good. It's all good in the hood. It's all good. Well, listen. As long as we can talk to you and you stay on this, it'll be good. All right. Anyway. Anyway, I know it's all water under the bridge at this point. Whatever George wanted to do is not going to happen. So
George Lucas is stupid.
What? I hope that's definitely drunk Gannon talking right now. That's definitely drunken Gannon.
No. I would say that if I was sober, dude. He's stupid.
All right. Wow. Unbelievable. Anyway. All right. Fine. Well,
let's be real here. What say does he think he has when he's the one that signed everything off for what, $6 billion or whatever it was?
Yeah. Well, I'm a huge defender.
He doesn't have a say it anymore. Who cares what he thinks?
Yeah, I'm a huge defender of George. Always have been, and I think his takes his instincts are much better than Disney's at this point, in my opinion. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Nothing we can do about it now. We have the trilogy that we have.
I have the high ground. That was him at his best.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, that is so true.
Sand is coarse. All right?
That's true. Now
it is rough.
Now, since we're still in the Star Wars universe, you know what that means, boys and girls. That means another edition of The Mandalorian was on Disney Plus. The Mandalorian season 2. Alika, you've been keeping up, sir. So what's your take on The Mandalorian season 2 so far? Is this episode 2?
Yeah, episode 2.
Okay.
It was, you know, just another side adventure. I'm sure it'll tie into the greater story, but watching it, you're just like, you know. There was something cool, though, and everybody's making a point. There was these massive spiders in the cave, and... They were talking about how cool of creatures they were, and then they're like, "Oh, these were part of this guy's original concept art in for Empire Strikes Back and blah 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 for Dagobah," but they already appeared in the actual franchise already in Clone.
I love that Alika pauses. What'd you say again? You paused there for a second. What'd you say? Pause there for 1 second. We didn't hear that. Yeah. You did. You paused for.
So the giant spider creatures are kind of one of the big hits of the episode, and they're pretty much spot on to what the original concept art for Empire Strikes Back was.
Right.
And people are making a point to share that, but nobody's talking about how they already had them incorporated into the Star Wars television universe because they were already featured in the Clone Wars animated series. So,
right.
I mean, we've seen them, but I thought they were cool. It was cool to get a different, a realistic take on them.
So this doesn't further the overarching story. This was just another side adventure.
No, you know, I'm sure in some major way it does. He's looking for Mandalorians, right? That's the crux of this season, is he's searching for more Mandalorians so they can unite him, so that the Mandalorians can help him find Jedi so that he can pass off Baby Yoda to the Jedi, right?
Right.
One thing that we all know is that this is taking place after Return of the Jedi. So that only means there's one Jedi left, this Luke Skywalker, right? So, according to the comics, because we had those the prequel comics that came out before the Episode 7 came out, this exact time period is where Poe Dameron, his parents, one of them is a pilot, Shara Bay, And she's actually flying Luke Skywalker around the galaxy right now looking for Jedi artifacts. In the book, Shattered Empire, Luke Skywalker goes with Shara Bay on a mission to find the last
dragon
living tree.
Oh.
The tree, dumbass.
Wow.
Nice.
The tree is strong with the Force, and they replant it. They actually find two branches, so they replant one somewhere, and don't even remember the way they planted, but I'm sure it was important. But that's actually happening right now at the same time as The Mandalorian. So Shara Bay, Poe Dameron's mom, that's something else that nobody's talked about yet, is that these comics that came out about 2 or 3 years ago, or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
It's been that long. Those happened during the Mandalorian time period. So Shara Bay, the Rebellion pilot, I think there's a good chance she'll show up on the show. And nobody said anything about that. But I think that's... Whatever. this is me reading the comics, you know?
So right.
Comics, you know. But Shara Bay and the I don't even remember what Poe Dameron's dad is. Lieutenant Dameron?
Lieutenant Dameron. Lieutenant Dam.
I will say that the X-Wing, the Rebellion in this episode is awesome. I love the way that they portrayed the Rebellion here. I thought it was perfect, and it was a good episode. It really was. You want to be disappointed because it seems like another traveling episode,
right?
You know, but it was good, man. The special effects were good. The frog creature was cool with the, you know, she was carrying around a backpack jar full of her eggs. I thought that was a great character design. I thought that was awesome.
Now, format. Did you watch the second episode in Swedish again?
No, I actually caught it this time. Hmm. It did start in Dutch again.
Sweet.
And then I had to change it.
All right.
I don't know why it defaults in Dutch whenever I tell it to play, but it did.
All right. Well, what did you think of season 2, episode 2?
Thought it was fine. Yeah. It wasn't like amazing, but it had some cool visuals for sure.
Nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want me to do this in Tuscan?
Yeah. Right. No. I was looking forward for Swedish. I was looking forward to a Swedish review.
No.
Well,
it was fine. It was cool for what it was. I like the fact that the ship was in rags at the end of the episode.
Wow. Are we furthering the Mandalorian story, or are we furthering the story of Baby Yoda still? Or is it a little bit of both?
I don't know. I'd say a little bit of both. I mean, they do enough of... I mean, they did a lot of backstory stuff for Din in the first season.
Right.
So this season seems a little more focused on, I guess, the child, just because of, like, they seem to spin the camera around to face the kid, like, more often than they did last season.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's good. So, I mean, did they say that they're in for 10 episodes this time again, or is it just 8 again?
I heard 10.
Is it 10? Nice. Did you? I know that Todd Bernardi.
I thought it was 8.
I thought it was 8 too.
Episodes.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was too. So they're in for 8 again, is what I thought too. Now, Todd, you are still not watching because you are waiting to purchase Disney Plus again when it finally, so you can binge it.
Yep.
Smart man. Very good.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spoil all of that.
I know. Todd sounds pissed.
I'm really looking forward to seeing that frog creature in 2 to 3 months.
Kai, what about you? Did you get a chance to watch it?
I know how good you are at understanding Tuscan, so my bad.
Todd, I mean not Todd, but yeah, Kai, you get a chance to see it?
Yeah, I've seen it. I liked it a little.
Was all right?
I just did. I have a weird fear of spiders and stuff, and all that just gave me a whole bunch of
nightmares. Even watching it on TV, I didn't know. I know that. I thought arachnophobics were only afraid of it if they actually see it in person. I didn't realize it if they're on TV, it freaks them out.
I just saw those spiders. This one, I just like, oh,
wow.
I say like, I couldn't handle it. It's like, okay, that's enough for me.
Wow.
Just after the stuff that ended, I was like, okay, that's, I'm good.
Wow, that's incredible.
I enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed the X-Wings. And then the little callback to the Prison Break scene. So it was a good one.
Nice, nice, good.
Yeah, I did. There were like little things. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Alicia.
I was just going to say direct reference to Mayfeld. So.
Oh, of course.
We need to get him back in.
Yeah, the X-Wing pilots were talking about the Mayfeld episode when they were referencing the Prison Break stuff.
Yeah.
Now I'm
the galaxy's favorite masshole.
I'm afraid to ask Gannon his take.
He's from Space Boston.
Gannon, did you watch The Mandalorian? Or are you sleeping now?
I watched the hell out of it.
And what did you think?
I think every time Baby Yoda ate an egg was extremely offensive, and they shouldn't allow him to eat eggs because that's really terrible.
All right. What kind of eggs?
Did you not watch it? What, are you stupid or something?
I didn't watch it. What kind of eggs? I didn't know. I didn't watch it.
Why are you asking us what our takes from this show are if you don't know what the hell we're
talking Because
about?
I want you to review it, not me. I'm just the host who's asking questions of me.
They went to like a street market and mm-hmm. they grabbed like a thing of balut. And Baby Yoda went to town. It was crazy.
Basically, Baby Yoda eats bullet the whole episode.
So wait a minute. So
super horny.
So there are more space Filipinos now in the galaxy, not just the guy who.
So it's extremely offensive that he eats eggs, unlike everyone else in the world that eats eggs.
Nice.
Super funny. It's super funny because you have all the white audience members posting like, I can't believe he did that. Oh, my goodness. Then you got all the Filipinos going, come on.
It's so weird that there's actually a fake alien eating alien eggs. Like, that's the strangest thing in the world to me, that there's an actual controversy about an alien that doesn't exist eating alien eggs from another species that doesn't exist.
That's fair. That's also fair.
Show, like, we'll be offended by almost anything in this day and age.
Wow. That does make sense. I can see that. Well, it looks like Mandalorian. What's up?
I mean, the first two episodes of Mandalorian so far are kind of just treading water. It kind of feels like it's not furthering the story. It's just.
That's very fair.
Interesting. So it's not doing anything for you story-wise, but we're just getting a feel
I'm not saying that. It still satisfies me in terms of, like, seeing what they get up to, but neither one of the first two episodes really pushes the story any further. It's just like, okay, this is what he's doing, this is what he's going to be doing this episode.
Got it.
But it doesn't lead anywhere. Like, the first two episodes don't lead anywhere. It's just, he has to do this, and this is what he said it has to work, but it doesn't really actually go anywhere.
Oh, okay.
But that doesn't mean it's not satisfying. It just means that, like, you know, this is probably what would happen in real life. It was like, hey, I know a Mandalorian over here. Why don't you go over there? And then he goes over there, and it turns out to be nothing.
Right.
What Gannon is saying is that's how the show feels.
Right.
But actually, think about it. His traveling patterns in this season are a lot more organic and normal than they were in the first season. The first season, he's just like...
I completely agree with that. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Want to help on a bounty hunter mission?
Right.
Thanks for explaining what I meant.
You're drunk, so you don't make any sense. Yeah, you're welcome, you drunk. I'm talking about how drunk you are.
Shut your mouth.
Do you have your Uber app? Are you trying to pick up Ubers right now?
No, not at all.
That's good. That's so good.
I'm trying to pick up a bartender.
You
know,
wait, Gannon, hold on. Gannon, shut up. Gannon, this is what you should do. Turn on your Uber app and then ask the person if they'll drive.
That's a good one, actually. Okay. That's actually a good one.
Okay, you're joking right now, but that sounds like a genius idea for an app.
It should be a segment for Ken. Yeah, he just picks up people, asks them the same questions we ask.
Oh, man. Well,
safe ride.
Well, you know, there's there isn't too
yeah,
much.
I'm telling you guys right what? Now, Jack and Coke, dude, holy crap.
Thanks. And appreciate like
my
it.
My bartender probably put more Jack than Coke in my Jack and Coke.
Got holy it. Crap. Got it. All right. That's fair. That makes perfect sense.
I have a sneaking suspicion that that was intentional.
Yeah, got it. Todd, are you trying to match Gannon's? Are you guys trying to be bed buddies or something?
I'm laying down. If Gannon's gonna lay down, I'm gonna lay down.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna start doing shots in a second. Oh my gosh!
I had a Jameson shot. That was fun.
Wow!
Isn't it? It's delicious, right?
Well, you know, not only have you guys been watching Mandalorian season two, there is also other things out there that you guys have probably been trying to watch. It is the fall, so what is there out there to watch other than, of course, the Mandalorian? What are you guys watching right now that has been piquing your interest that you'd like to share? Alika, I always start with you because you seem to be the guy that seems to be on the ball with this stuff.
God, I can't really think of anything that I watched this week, though. I mean, was there anything new?
I don't know. That's why I was asking you. I mean, on Netflix, was there anything that tickled your pickle or anything?
I don't have Netflix right now, so I'm missing whatever's new on Netflix.
Ah, what about Disney Plus? Anything tickle your pickle there?
Did you just say tickle your pickle?
Yeah. is that a problem? I was just asking.
I've got zero problem with that.
I was just asking.
Show us your pickle.
No. Everybody show your pickle right now. Do it.
Wow, you guys are such freaks, man. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had anything. I'm watching Amazon, Hulu, and Disney Plus. And
anything exciting on any one of those platforms that you'd recommend to anybody?
God, you know what I have been doing though? I said this on an earlier pod. I've been rewatching the Venture Brothers. I'm up to season three right now. So that's been fun.
Wow.
That's my favorite anime.
Really? That's your favorite anime?
Good for you. My favorite anime was King of the Hill.
I mean, I've only seen like the first season probably of Venture Brothers. Like, I'd like to go back and rewatch most of that.
God, you know what? Like, the first season is really it's a lot rougher than I remember it, first of all, but story wise, it's probably like what all your ideas of the Venture Brothers come from. The rest is kind of like they just try to make the drag the spoof out more. They build the world, but it's, you know, it's all. There was this really disturbing season two, episode 11. Where the Scooby Gang parody group comes in, and they were like, it was crazy. That's a fun episode, man.
I've been watching Bob's Burgers over and over, and then started watching King of the Hill because of that stupid joke about it being everybody's favorite anime, and it's pretty good. One of the producers on Bob's Burgers was Jim Dotrieve was a producer on King of the Hill for 13 years.
Oh wow.
So yeah, he went straight to King of the Hill. One of the characters is named Dotrieve.
Yeah. Yeah. Bill, Dotrieve. I mean his Bill's named after the producer.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I watched them when they were on. I catch them here and there, you know, between Simpsons and whatever else.
It took me a very long time to get into the King of the Hill. Like, I really didn't like it at first, and then I just, it was the only thing on, and I started watching it, and I was like, oh, you know, the show is actually pretty funny. It's just,
yeah,
it's more of a sitcom speed than the other animated series are.
Right. Now, format, there's also something that's been on television that should be getting a lot more press, I guess, but it only seems to be going around the fandom. We're coming to the close of Supernatural. Any word on how that's going right now? Because, I mean, I'm still catching up, so I don't know.
The show's still on?
Yeah, man, this is the final season.
It's a final season, yeah.
This is it.
It's a... I honestly have not kept up with it.
Cancel face call.
Todd? Whoa. Todd, pipe down. Format's talking.
Sorry.
Yeah, so format, it looks like it's coming to a close.
I haven't kept up with it. I stopped watching when they announced when they introduced the Leviathans because it was just getting too convoluted at that point. I heard it does improve after that that arc though, but I just never got back into it.
I mean, it is something for this show to have lasted as long as it did. I mean, it's lasted longer than anybody would have expected. I mean, this is a show that essentially started out on the CW and was going to be like this teeny bopper X-Files, you know, this X-Files clone wannabe, teen wannabe, but it's become much more than that now. So, I mean, I was just kind of curious.
Sure.
I'm catching up, and I'm
much a movement.
Yeah, it's a movement now, and I'm starting to kind of understand it, and I'm really starting to like it. I haven't hit the point where you're at yet, so I'm really starting to enjoy what I'm watching.
Trust me, man. But it's like the quality of the show, like went all in on special effects.
Really?
Like the stories and the plot just really take a dive around that time.
Oh, wow.
And then you're just like, ugh.
But I got
guys, okay.
But I got to hold on, though.
Yes. Nice.
But I got to hold on, apparently.
Yeah, if you ride through that, apparently it gets better, but I never got back into it.
Wow.
The Leviathan arc was too much for me, so I stepped away from it, and I never got back into it.
Yeah, I haven't. That's the only thing that I've been trying to catch up on, I think. You been watching anything cool lately? I mean, in your neck of the woods, are you doing that or just playing games more?
I did come across something neat on Netflix. Uh-huh. I didn't see anybody post anything about it until I posted that I was watching it. And then everybody came out and was like, oh, my God, it's such a great series.
Which is that?
The Queen's Gambit.
Queen's Gambit. I have been also watching that as well. I didn't think... I wanted to post that on Nerdwatch, but I didn't think it was actually very Nerdwatch-esque. But, I mean, I could be wrong about that. I thought it was pretty sweet.
It's chess, fool. How can that be not nerdy?
That is super nerdy. That's fair.
Just another famous endorsement that I saw recently, if you want to bring it back to the nerd sphere, even though chess is nerdy, is Tom Waltz, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles writer who is working on The Last Ronin right now. I just saw him do a big endorsement for The Queen's Gambit, and he's a writer. He likes it, so... It's got to be all right.
That show is, that's the kind of show that I have to tell you, I don't think anybody else would have taken a chance on a show like that other than Netflix. That's the one great, that's what I think, that's the one cool thing about Netflix. Netflix takes a chance on some really interesting concepts. And I think
they've been trying to make that into a movie since the book came out.
And I think that you know, money is an issue, getting a script together is an issue, and it seems like Netflix really does drill down on some of these things that are always quote unquote impossible to make. So I mean, The Queen's Gambit, I think you're right, Format. That should definitely come highly recommended. It's very good. I think you're absolutely 100% right about that. Something you should not miss if
you like it. I
just thought
it was weird because nobody, like, I didn't see anybody talking about it until I made a Facebook post, and then, like, everyone and their grandma was like, oh my God, this is like the best one. I was like, well, why didn't you guys tell me?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Format, The Queen's Gambit's really bad.
Thanks, Todd. Your timing.
Your timing's impeccable, Todd.
We did all in one night with the wife, and we both loved it. It was amazing.
Your timing's impeccable, Todd. You're impeccable.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of... I don't know. I've been doing a lot... For myself, I've been doing a lot of retro watching of stuff. Like things that I never had the opportunity... Yeah, you know, like here, okay, this is, backwards. Okay, no. You're going to think this is super stupid, but I went back and I started watching, like, Vampire Diaries. And...
Oh, yeah, that is dumb.
That, I got to tell you something.
Nothing's wrong with that.
It was...
Good, That was, I mean, it's corny as hell.
It is.
That was a fun show.
It is. It is. And you know what's funny is that it's actually, I think it's actually better than, I think it's actually better than the Twilight stuff. I mean, in yeah, concept.
I agree.
Yeah, I think in concept.
Vampire Diaries is very much Smallville, but vampires.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's got that vibe, and it's not as, I don't know. I hate to say it's not hokey because it kind of is, but it's not as dopey. I always thought that Twilight was dopey. This actually doesn't have like that, like a dopey factor. No. So I actually, dopey? Yeah,
I
like
just thought Twilight was terrible.
Yeah, Twilight's pretty bad. But yeah, I'm going back and watching other stuff. Like I'm watching Boardwalk Empire, which came out years ago. I'm starting to watch that. That's that's really good, man. I'm catching up on just a whole bunch of stuff I never had the opportunity to watch and things like that. So I'm trying to catch up on some stuff that I missed out on early, you know. So
if you you never watch anything.
That is very true. You know, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Of course, 100% right. I mean, I have got the complete series of The Preacher, and I have yet to watch the full first season yet. So
anything?
Yeah. Well, I watched a couple of the first two of the first season. So
you're missing out. That was a great series.
Yeah, yeah. See, so I'm trying to catch up with some of the old stuff. I'm doing my best, and I'm just trying to get through some stuff as we speak. I mean, I'm trying to still catch up on What We Do in the Shadows, the FX series, which I heard is hilarious.
That's
so,
another hilarious one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I am just doing my darndest to catch up on all of this new shows.
What We Do in the Shadows is fantastic. Is really, really good.
I love the movie enough that's why I blind bought. I didn't watch it on FX. I blind bought it when they came out, season one and season two. I just blind bought them and said, okay, if the movie is anywhere, if the show is anywhere as good as the movie, I'm in. So I hope it's good.
It never gets like, you know, like you're like, man, that one, that, you know, like episode 1 through 5 is like okay, they're really funny. And then they take a dip, and then they finish strong or whatever. The quality in neither one of the seasons never dips.
Well,
it's always consistent.
Yeah, it's pretty really solid all the way through.
Fatboy Slim 808 says that Peaky Blinders is also a good one. That is on Netflix too. I have that in my queue. I have yet to hit the first episode on that. But ironically enough, I started watching the last one. I started watching was Penny Dreadful. The one with Josh Hartnett, that's actually interesting. Yeah. I like that too. So I'm catching up on a bunch of shows that I never got a chance to watch. Wait, so
good for you.
I know,
Josh,
right?
Josh Hartnett from The Faculty.
Yeah, the only movie that he's good in, bro.
Josh Hartnett from Sin City 2.
Yeah, the only movie that he's good in, bro.
Josh Hartnett was in Sin City 1, wasn't he?
He was in both.
He was in both of them.
I don't know who Josh Hartnett is.
Josh Hartnett, Black Hawk Down.
Yeah, Sin Josh City Hartnett
was so bad. It was so bad.
Was it as bad as The Spirit?
No. I didn't watch The Spirit. Actually, The Spirit looked like it was actually a lot better than Sin City 2.
Yeah, I think it was as well.
Alika's gonna love The Spirit. He likes trash.
You're one to talk, guy. You're one to talk, yeah. Mr. October Faction.
I'm trailer fresh.
Hold on. You liked October Faction, yeah. I can't let you get away with
that. Yeah, yeah. Come on, man. Yeah, let's be fair.
With a twist.
I can't believe you actually hate watched it afterwards. I thought that I was.
You know why? Because he was waiting for the twist that you kept talking about. He was waiting for it.
Like, I just said it. I was like, there's a twist. I thought it was kind of interesting. It handles these subjects.
You made it sound like it was amazing.
You made it sound like it was going to be fantastic. I mean, I was even in on it, too. To be fair, I was all in.
Look, no, he didn't make it sound amazing. He made it sound like it was going to be worth sitting through 12 episodes of that. Yeah,
you're welcome.
That's,
you're welcome.
That's fair.
Yeah, your fault for fault.
That's it's our fault for listening to him. It's true.
No, you know, I had a lot of fun.
If you like October Faction, you'll love The Queen's Gambit.
Don't say that.
I don't know if that's the endorsement it wants.
I think that's the queen. I think that's the endorsement it deserves.
If you like the Faculty, you're going to love.
Idiot.
I did like the Faculty.
I did too. Faculty's great.
October Faction was actually fun to hate watch. I will give it that.
Yes.
I had a good time hate watching.
They should make October Faculty.
October Faculty.
They're great. The sequel's going to be the November Faction.
November Faction. Nice. Now, moving on to another sphere of media, it's time to find out what to play. Of course, it's
you
a
should play chess because of the Queen's Gambit.
It's a big week because we have brand new consoles coming out this week. Today was the official launch of the Xbox Series X and the Xbox Series S. We also got the official game launch of Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and also the release of the Yakuza game Like a Dragon. Yakuza Like a Dragon came out today as well. Coming up on Friday will be the release of the PS5. So if you're in the market, you can actually, Target is going to have some PS5s and some Xbox Series X on hand in store, but a very limited supply. Kai, any information on that at all?
Okay, so for us on Maui County, our Target is not going to receive the Xbox Series X until the 15th.
Okay.
Which was originally supposed to be coming out on the 13th.
Right.
But so far as I heard from the PS5 series, it should be arriving on time. I'm not holding my breath on it because Target is notorious for having things been delayed a little bit long.
What's the release of the PS5 for Target? The 13th, right?
Yes, this coming Friday.
Got it.
And then for gamer-wise, I've been hearing nothing but great, so far, good news for Valhalla. So I should be picking up the game tomorrow to give it a go.
Yeah, me too. I have it. I haven't had a chance to play yet. Assassin's Creed Valhalla is it's kind of like the pinnacle for Ubisoft for this generation of consoles. It will be upgraded for the new consoles as well. And it looks like it's an amalgamation and a kind of refinement of all the ideas they had in Origins and Odyssey. And this is based on the Vikings for Assassin's Creed. So if you're into Assassin's Creed, Valhalla is currently available. And also, another game that I also have that I think everybody should take a look at is Yakuza Like a Dragon. It is Ria Tagoku's what's that?
Can that be the name of the pod? Nerd Like a Dragon.
Nerd Like a Dragon. That's the name of the podcast. You let it be done. Let it be done. Yakuza Like a Dragon is a brand new Yakuza game. Yakuza, of course, a very famous series of games. This one is brand new and also very different, considering it's an RPG. And I did get a chance to play some of that. And let me tell you something. I am incredibly impressed with how good that is. It's fun. It's over the top. It's a bit ridiculous like all the Yakuza games are. But there's so much stuff to do. And the fighting system is just like Persona. If you've ever played Persona, you have an idea of what the fighting system will be like in Yakuza Like a Dragon. So it's not like you're going through menus or anything. It's a much different system. And it's a lot more fun and interactive than you think, even though it is still considered it's not real time combat, you know what I'm saying? So it's more of an RPG style of combat. I'm really liking it so far, and if you've got the money to pick it up, Yakuza Like a Dragon could very well surprise you this season, and it's definitely enjoyable. So far, I mean, God forbid, God knows how long that's going to be. I mean, if I finish it, if that's going to still hold, but I'm really enjoying it for what it is. So check it out. Yakuza Like a Dragon. And of course, Assassin's Creed Valhalla. You looking forward to any of those format?
Yeah, eventually. I mean, I tend to like all games. So
right.
Yeah.
And this Friday, of course, the God forbid I forget, because it's the biggest game. It's the biggest game series in the world. Call of Duty, Black Ops, World at War. Or what is it called? I can't remember the name of it. But Call of Duty's new game comes out this Friday. I believe it is World
Game, right?
Huh?
The Ronald Reagan game.
Yeah, the Ronald Reagan game. It's the one. It's the Ronald Reagan game. If you are a big Call of Duty fan, the brand new Call of Duty does come out this Friday. It is Black Ops. It looks really good. Hopefully it stays that way. They're already making updates for Call of Duty Warzone. If you guys are into Call of Duty Warzone at all, they're making updates for Black Ops coming up on Friday. So that also is going to be good. So do yourself a favor. Check out Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I've seen the reviews on this thing. They say it's the most beautiful Ubisoft game they've ever made. They say it's
gorgeous.
Yeah, they say it's a bit buggy, but I'm assuming that they'll fix that with patches and so on and so forth.
Day one patches, people. Come on.
Yeah, and not seriously, yeah. Right? Absolutely.
Odyssey was buggy as hell too.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely.
It ended up becoming a pretty decent game.
Yeah, pretty. I completely agree with you 100%. I still haven't finished that game. That game is freaking huge, man. Anyway,
you haven't finished a lot of games.
Oh, you're telling me.
I'm sure you still got a game of Free Cell on your computer for you to make a move.
Minesweeper.
So the Gipper is in the new Call of Duty.
My friend.
There's no way that you can, I don't know why you want to finish it. You're probably just going to lose anyway.
I bought the Gipper's in it. They already took my money, man. Once I knew the Gipper was in it, take my money, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm already in. Yeah. I love the Gipper.
That's trickle down economics for you.
Yeah. He's the,
take my money.
He's the second best president next to Trump. Anyway, listen.
We're not happy.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we want to know what you wanted to. We gave you what you should play this week, but also now it is time to find out, boys and girls. We got some Blu-ray releases.
Comic boom.
Blu-ray releases for this week. Let's check those out as of right now. And I'm actually going to do something that I've never done before, so bear with me. I am actually...
You're going to do it yourself.
I'm actually going to put this on screen. Coming out this week, if you guys are at all interested this week... We have got the Brides of Dracula Blu-ray.
Man, we are so that's professional up. Now.
Yes, we are. Also on Blu-ray today, the official complete series of The Office comes out on Blu-ray today as well.
Gross.
Also out today is Bill and Ted Face the Music physically. It is now available on Blu-ray. Check out Bill and Ted
Music physically.
Yeah, Face the Music physically. A movie that I didn't think I'd ever see on Blu-ray, but I'm so excited that it is, and I've already put my order in. On Blu-ray today, Amazon Women on the Moon. If no one has ever seen that, you're doing yourself a great disservice if you haven't. Seek it out. Purchase it. Rent it. Amazon Women on the Moon is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. It is fantastic. It's got a cavalcade of stars in it, and it is absolutely wonderful.
I'm going to stop you there.
What?
What's a cavalcade?
Cavalcade means there's a lot of. Cavalcade is like, it's like a cavalcade of stars. That's what it means.
Say that.
Come on, I just since I'd like
there's
to say
a lot of stars.
Yeah, jeez, goodness. So Amazon Women on the Moon, of course, has one of David Alan Grier's most famous characters that a lot of people know, Don Nosol Simmons. Very funny stuff. They had one of the portions of that movie is directed by John Landis and Joe Dante, and it's really good. Anyway, I can go on and on about Amazon Women on the Moon. It's fantastic. Also on Blu-ray today. What?
Can I interrupt you?
Yeah, go ahead.
It came out in 1987, which was the same year that Monster Squad came out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it did.
So which one's better? Amazon?
I don't know, man. For me, I have such great memories of the Monster Squad, but there's also great memories of laughing my butt off watching Amazon Women on the Moon. I can't.
The correct answer is Monster Squad.
I don't know. That's a tough call. I love Amazon Women on the Moon.
Any other answer is Moon.
Also,
I took Gannon's recommendation and watched Monster Squad, and the Wolfman's got Nards.
Wait a minute. Back on Saturday. Did you not watch? Have you never seen Monster Squad before?
I was 3 when it came out, dude.
I keep forgetting how young you are.
Remember that, Todd? I know. Just a little baby.
Todd was a baby. Well, Todd, what did you think of Monster Squad?
But you know, the 2.5 stars.
You're such an ass. You're such an ass.
Go kill yourself.
whoa! Damn. That seems a bit harsh.
It was kind of like a Marvel movie for the Universal.
Oh, you're such a prick! You're such a prick!
Todd, go kill yourself.
You're such a prick, Todd.
I'm just actually, I really liked it, and I watched it with the kid too, and she dug it.
It's also a great movie for the kid. It's so fun. It's a great movie. Monster Squad is a one in a million.
When they call each other the F word.
Shut up! Hey, there'll be none of that here. It was a different time. I know it was a different time, Gannon. It was a different time. All right. Anyway, also out today.
It was like 12:30.
You know what else is a different time? Like 3 hours ago. Is it okay if I just dropped some F bombs back then?
Hey, listen, it was 3 hours ago. You do you. Also today.
It was a different time.
Look at the time right now. Different time. Also today, we got three.
It's a different time right now. Can I drop an
F-ball? Not fully caught.
That's one.
All right, well, here we go. Three Clint Eastwood films are finally hitting Blu-ray today. None of the Dirty Harry movies, but actually three very good films. One's Play Misty for Me. The other one is The Iger Sanction, and the other one is Beguiled. I recommend all three of those movies. They are very, very good. Also on Blu-ray today.
Which one is the one where he's a drug runner for the Mexicans?
Oh, that's his latest one. The Mule.
The one where he has...
The Mule. He's the Mule. That's called The Mule.
Where he has multiple three-ways.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's The Mule.
the one that I might add, he also wrote and directed.
By the way, Aaron wanted to chime in and say, correct answer. Best movie in 1987 is a tie between Three Men and a Baby and Lethal Weapon. Wow. Thanks, Aaron. Much appreciated.
No one freaking asked
it. Also out on 4K and Blu-ray today is both of the versions of Mulan. Both the animated and live-action version of Mulan are physically available now. Great reviews for the animated version. Not so great reviews on the Mulan.
The good one and the live action.
Correct. The good one and the live action one. That is absolutely correct. Also of note, in here, just so that you know, there is also a 3-film collection of all Bill and Ted movies available on Blu-ray. Also a film that I remember from the 50s called How to Make a Monster. My dad always liked those monster movies. Check that out. It's kind of fun. It's a little silly. You can check that out. For guys that like Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon, The Odd Couple 2 is out on Blu-ray. I think that movie's a lot of fun. Check that out. If you guys are fans of anime, as you can see here, we have set 3 of Inuyasha. And, of course, One Punch Man Season 2 is currently available through anime.
Those are almost as good as King in the Hill.
And also My King Hero Academia Season 3 is out is also available physically as well, so you can check that out too. Last but certainly not least on my list of movies, because there's still a ton of them, but this one I want to mention. One of Alika's favorites, Pauly Shore's new film Guest House, is currently available on Blu-ray today. What are you talking about? He totally is. What are you? Well, don't lie.
What's going on?
Yeah. So you can check that out as well. Those are your Blu-ray releases for the week. My recommendation is I don't know. Get Amazon Women on the Moon. That you can't lose. All right, you can't lose. anyway, boys and girls, I
wait.
What?
Before we go, we got to talk about some people who passed away.
Who
this week?
Okay, and who's that?
One of the creators of Scooby Doo.
Who
was it? Ken Alita. Was it Ken Spears, the creator of Scooby Doo, that passed away?
Yeah. The other half of the Ruby Spears team passed away, so we lost now both creators of Scooby Doo.
Oh wow!
Yeah. And then, there were a couple other notable deaths, right?
Yeah, Alex Trebek.
Did pass away.
Sure, yeah.
He was from on he was from Ontario, Canada. He passed away. Oh. What? Missed something?
Yeah,
he didn't like it.
Okay.
Yeah, he must be all right. Anyway, who else there, Kai? Before we get out of here,
it was mostly those two. The most. I'm not too sure about anyone else, but just for the nerd side, it was Ken. The creator of Scooby Doo.
Ken Spears.
Ken Spears.
Yeah. And wow. Alex Trebek.
And Alex Trebek. Everybody knows good old Alex. And in honor of Alex.
You're not gonna, are you?
Yeah, I'm gonna. Alex Trebek. This one's
iron out the,
for you.
In this thing.
Oh, is it super loud again? Stuff like this? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway. Anyway, people, I hope you guys enjoyed the new format of the show. We, just so everyone knows, we simulcast now.
Enjoy format on this show.
We also simulcast now. We are now on Facebook. We are simulcast on Facebook, also on YouTube at Nerdwatch Nation, and on Twitch on my personal Twitch page, gmoney_808. That's gmoney_808. You can check it out. We'll get a Nerdwatch Twitch page, but yeah, we simulcast to all three of those locations because of what we're doing brand new here. I just want to say thank you guys so much. If you guys want to ask questions from now on, you guys can hit us up on the social medias. You see the banner at the very bottom. It has our Facebook page, Twitter handle, Instagram handle. You can check those out as well. And of course, you guys can ask questions in the chat. We'll put them up on screen for you next time as well. I hope this experiment worked. I hope you guys liked it. So whatever platform you happen to be on, we'll be there. So make sure you guys check it out.
Whatever questions you have, feel free to ask.
Yeah. Just ask any questions, or if you're just enjoying the show and just want to send a shout out, we'll give you a shout out on the show as well. So please do that as well. So,
if you want to know what bar Gannon likes to frequent, ask him the question, ask the question below. And
Fatboy Slim 808 corrected me. It's not World of War. It's Cold War. It's Call of Duty, Black Ops, Cold War. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I screwed that up. I screwed that up royal. Anyway, we are out of time. Have a wonderful week. We'll be back here next week for more fun, more frivolity, and more nerd news. That's what you call it.
What's frivolity?
Do I have to explain this to them, Todd?
I would say that the Nerd Watch is a cavalcade of frivolity.
Thank you. Exactly, Todd. Exactly. We're a cavalcade of frivolity. Yeah, thank you, Todd. Anyway.
You can't say stuff like that without a monocle.
Oh, man.
I don't wear a monocle unless I'm going to pontificate.
So for my peoples, my good peoples, my good friends, and my nerds. So for Gannon, for Kai, for Todd, for Alika, and Format, I am your host, G-Money. Until next time, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy, and we'll see you right back here on the Nerd Watch. Aloha!